Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Today's episode features Stephanie Moran and Michelle Hochwalt from Anderson.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Moran, Director of the Community Partnership Center at Anderson University for BookSpeak. Recently, I was at a service learning summit for educators and program managers when Tom Snell, the keynote speaker from Marquette University, recommended reading Social Entrepreneurship, What Everyone Needs to Know by David Bornstein and Susan Davis. I was familiar with David's book, How to Change the World, Social Entrepreneurs and the Power of New Ideas, and was delighted that he was offering fresh insight on the progress and challenges that social entrepreneurs of this decade are facing. Shortly after turning the first few pages, I was reaching for my highlighter. David quickly demonstrated a well-articulated understanding of social entrepreneurship that I could share with colleagues and friends. He wasted no time addressing the differences and similarities between what had been considered non-for-profit business and what is now termed social entrepreneurship. This book is encouraging and inspiring. It supports the idea that one should continue the venture of service to others and bring as many world changers along as possible who are interested in community gain over financial prosperity. Not only does the book encourage the individual who is already at work, it supports the reality that for success and sustainability of social entrepreneurship to occur, there will need to be young, intelligent, gifted, creative, and morally committed individuals recruited to the field. Social Entrepreneurship, What Everyone Needs to Know, addresses not only the human resource factor, but the need to supply venture capitalists with measurable objectives and return on investment reporting that is mandatory for the accountability of philanthropic funding and contemporary business. I finished the book with little ink left in the highlighter. I also finished with an even greater appreciation that today's societal changes will be most effectively and efficiently addressed through the impact of social entrepreneurs globally as they creatively tackle difficult problems in innovative ways through the financial support of philanthropic individuals and organizations who are also convinced of the same. This is Stephanie Moran for BookSpeak.
I am Michelle Hochwalt from Anderson, and my favorite novel is Pride and Prejudice. Each time I read Jane Austen's classic, I fall deeper in love with Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy. The plot is beautifully simple. The five Bennet sisters live in the English countryside with their overwhelming mother. She obsesses about getting her girls married off as quickly and as advantageously as possible. The plot thickens when the girls are thrown into the paths of rich single men. Pride and Prejudice has been called a well-written romance, a sharp critique of the 19th century social and economic system, and even a feminist epistle. Critics simply don't know what label to slap on Pride and Prejudice, in my opinion. I ultimately choose to call Pride and Prejudice a non-medical mood enhancer. This book works better than anything else to cure what ails me. If I'm feeling discontented or frustrated, I read Pride and Prejudice to make me realize how lucky I am that I can make my own way in the world. I'm free to pursue my own education, I can live wherever I want to, and I decided who to marry all on my own, with his blessing, of course. After an hour or so with the Miss Bennets, I feel incredibly lucky to be a 21st century woman who's not limited to the careers of governess, servant, wife, or widow. Frustration cured. If I'm feeling drained or exhausted, Pride and Prejudice gives me a second wind. The wit of the novel's dialogue instantly energizes me, and I have to force myself not to quote Mr. or Mrs. Bennet's arguments or Lizzie's clever jabs. A few minutes with the characters, and my endorphins are released, leaving me in a much happier place. If I'm feeling mischievous or curious, I pick up the book for clues about the nature of Mr. Darcy's character. I try to understand the choice Charlotte Lucas makes when she accepts the insufferable Mr. Collins, and I examine Mr. Wickham and Lydia Bennet, trying to puzzle out a little redemption for their wicked ways. I always end up learning something new, and I end up feeling satisfied. I have yet to find a mood that Miss Austen was not able to help me work on. This is Michelle for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.